The following podcast is a live recording of a radio show first broadcast by Fresh FM with assistance from New Zealand On Air.
Kia ora, you're listening to Fresh FM and I'm Chrissy Small, and I have in the Motueka studio with me today Jesse Will, who is a local but based in the UK, and he's a very talented musician, and we're so fortunate to have him here. He's going to be doing one concert only at the fabulous Ruby Bay store. I yes, say man. That because I run it.
Shameless.
You know, yeah, I am, and I have to divulge the truth about that. But anyway, Jesse, great to have you here in the studio. You've been here on an extended holiday, I believe.
Extended being 5 months, yes.
Wow, that's great. And, of course, you've got family and friends here.
Yeah, so I've just made the move out of London, and I am exploring a new sort of path that my career has taken, which is doing a lot of remote songwriting. I do work for sort of clients based over in LA and around Europe as well, so
well,
it's given me geographic freedom to stay home for 5 months, which is beautiful.
Yeah, absolutely, and what a time to be staying home.
Right, yeah.
Yeah,
about to fly into it.
Yeah, exactly. And I suppose you've had to change your flight plans a wee bit.
Yeah, I'm flying via JFK now in New York, heading back to Europe. So slightly, but luckily not too much disruption yet.
Great. Okay. Well, that's fortunate, isn't it? Now, Jesse, tell us a bit about your music, how you managed to get involved in music and some of your background in the music that you did here and how it's progressed to be international.
Yeah, cool. So I've been in the game for a while. I started when I was 23, and I'm in my mid-30s now. And I studied up in Auckland at Mains, which has since closed. And after winning Songwriter of the Year there, I just immediately moved to London and pursued it over there. Lived there for 12, 13 years. Did some great stuff over there, lots of festivals, did a UK tour. It was great. I mean, the biggest thing that happened to me was some exposure from Taylor Swift, which gave me a huge amount of momentum career-wise and media, as well as festival slots and things. So that helped a lot and kind of got me through my first two EPs. And now I'm just taking some time to reassess now that my work's become more geographically independent. And I'm about to do my first European tour, which will be 7 cities around Belgium, Netherlands and Germany, which is super duper exciting.
That's great. Yeah. And of course, you're doing the one show here, your only New Zealand performance here at Ruby Bay Store. Now tell us a little bit more about Taylor Swift. What was the engagement with her that kind of got you noticed?
That was, that was a happenstance on Twitter, back in the old days when it was called Such. And I put a cover of one of her songs up, and she shared that. And the New Zealand media just loved it, and it went, it spread like wildfire.
Kind of viral.
It went viral, yeah. And it was a great insight into kind of the potential of, doing a cover like that and how much that can impact your career when you're in a growth phase. Mm. But also, you know, I made some really valuable contacts through it. I had some people approach me that, gave me insight into the direction I wanted to take my career. It's probably a polite way to put it.
Mm.
Some of them were helpful, some of them not so much. And it was a moment of learning for me. Huge
right.
learning, yeah, about the industry and how it works.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Now, I believe there's a connection with Liam Finn with you.
Liam Finn?
Was it? Am I right?
I went to school with his younger brother, Elroy Finn.
Right.
Liam Finn, I haven't actually, no, aside from loving his music.
Yeah, yeah.
There's no connection there.
Okay, so Elroy Finn. So, yeah. Brother.
So Neil Finn's son, Elroy, I went to school with him.
Okay.
I believe he's drumming for Crowded House now.
Right.
Yeah, yeah. I haven't spoken to him for a while.
Yeah.
but there is a connection there.
Yeah. So obviously, you know, you're on this bit of a journey in your life and it's going upwards, which is great. What are your plans?
It's a little bit like the share market. It kind of bumps upwards, you know. The general trajectory is up.
Yeah.
But I think that is being an artist, isn't it? It's a bit sort of up and down, but you have to kind of focus. And I've got great people in my family who help me to keep my eyes on the horizon and keep pushing forward. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. No, your dad's probably number one fan, I would say, too.
Well, and also my manager, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Are you saying your dad's your manager? No.
He may as well be at this point. He just does it pro bono.
Okay. Oh, well, that's good. That's cheap to run, isn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay, Jesse, let's have a listen to one of your songs. What would you like to choose today?
Oh, man. Okay, let's go for a recent one. We'll go with a song called Puddles, which is... Well, let's just listen to it. Maybe we'll talk about it after.
Okay. Here's Jesse Will with Puddle.
We simply ripple at different times. You the river, I the tide. What are we really, baby, if we don't succeed? What does it matter, scattered out like ashes, where it is? As we evaporate out, water changes shape. Storm water rushes in to take the shape that we lay in. I know we lie low. Every morning,
Well, I really enjoyed that song, Jesse. That's a great song. And
thanks, Chrissy.
You must have plenty of songs up your sleeve.
I've got a few, yeah. Especially now that I'm doing a lot of work for other people, which I've always wanted to do, I'm starting to kind of collect a decent body of work, yeah.
Yeah. And so when you say you're doing work for other people, that's songwriting?
Songwriting, yep.
Yeah.
I do some performance as well, so I'll do vocals or piano on other people's songs.
Yeah.
But the majority of it is collaboration. So I'll do what's called top lining, where a producer will come with a song and they want me to write the lyrics and the melody for it. So you'll do that, which is strangely easy because you're not as emotionally attached to it as you are to your own material.
Yeah.
So it takes the pressure off a wee bit.
Right. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Now, of course, Instagram and you know, X and all that sort of thing, you've got quite a following. How many people have you got following you at the moment? Do you know?
On X, I have no idea. I haven't checked that for years. I did use it. The only one I really use now is Instagram, and I've got about 14,000 on that one.
Right. Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Yeah. And so you're doing these releases. You've done two EP releases so far.
Mm-hmm.
Did you record those in the UK, or where were you producing those?
Debut EP was recorded here in Auckland at Roundhead Studios.
Right.
And then the second EP was recorded in London. And since then I've done a live EP.
Mm-hmm.
And that was also recorded in Auckland, actually. I was supporting a folk singer called Stu Larson. And my most recent singles were all recorded in the UK with a guy called James Kenosha.
Okay.
Up in North England.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. And how do you like living in the UK?
Well, not much, because I've just moved away.
Damn, I was looking for a couch to surf on next year, but never mind.
Hey, I mean, still hit me up. I'll see where I am. No, I had a great time there. I just sort of felt like I'd reached where I wanted to get, and I'd seen what I wanted to see, and needed a fresh start. And I think that the fact that sort of my work situation and my work in the industry had started to kind of take a different direction. It felt like the right time to leave. And I haven't regretted it with the change of weather. That's for sure.
Yeah.
I am going back to Europe, though. I'll be based in Europe, most likely in Lisbon.
Oh, okay.
In Portugal.
Yeah.
For this year. And I'll be moving around and hopefully playing. What it means, I think, escaping from London is just that I'll be able to play more around Europe, and I'll be a little bit more independent geographically to do that.
Great, yeah. And how do you find people's reactions when they find out you're a Kiwi while you're in Europe?
Depends on the city. it's generally pretty welcoming, though. I think there's a good association around us, and I didn't struggle to find part-time jobs in London. I think we've got a good reputation as being hardworking, diligent, don't sweat the small stuff type mentality, you know?
Yeah.
And then I think it's interesting, if you're in London, people kind of, they don't mind, they don't make a fuss of it because there's just so many of us over there in that city. But as soon as you go anywhere, smaller towns in the UK, you get a fuss made of you if you say you're from New Zealand, you know?
Yeah.
So it really is dependent on where you are.
Yeah. Yeah, I had a situation where I needed an envelope when I was in London, and it was a little town out of London. And I went into this wee shop and bought an envelope. I had to buy a pack of envelopes to get one envelope.
Uh-huh.
So I took the one envelope out and I gave them back the pack and said, here you go, give that to someone who might need it. And they looked at me and said, what do you mean, give it to somebody else? I said, well, just, you know, share the love, you know. They didn't really get it.
They're like, we don't do kindness here.
That was really interesting.
Yeah.
That's
beautiful.
Yeah, and okay, so you're off to Lisbon. you're going to be touring, which is great. Yes. Are you touring on your own, or have you got a little group?
I've got a full band.
Yeah.
And a dancer, actually.
Oh, great.
Yeah, so that's a development career-wise, which is that I probably my biggest influence creatively in the last couple of years has been a dancer that I met by chance at a jazz bar, and she just graduated from doing a choreography course. And I mentioned to her while I was buying a drink, because she worked at the jazz bar, that I was a musician thinking about making some music videos. And she said, oh, well, if you need a dancer for the music videos, let me know. And I said, yeah, I thought about how I could use sort of rhythm and visual storytelling to kind of heighten the lyrics that I'm writing.
Mm.
One of the videos was for the song you just listened to, Puddles. And I think I was in a period of time creatively where I was feeling very isolated, because the thing about those big cities like London is that you can, in dense populations like that, actually feel very alone.
Mm.
And I was writing all this stuff on my own, and so just having somebody who got what I was trying to achieve and understood the story I was trying to tell with my words was incredibly encouraging. And we started working enthusiastically on these music videos that we did, which contained full choreography with 6-7 dancers at times.
Yeah.
And so we decided that, I mean, the best way to kind of celebrate that was to actually perform her choreography live with the songs around Europe. So we're doing that in 7 cities. And some of the choreography we interact together, which is done carefully so that it doesn't interrupt the singing too much.
Yeah.
And then others, it's just her doing solo pieces while we play.
Oh,
so it's
great.
Really cool, I think, especially now with AI, to kind of blend the two mediums together and tell a richer story. The audience can go away and they've got something. It makes you listen differently when you're watching at the same time, I think.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. And, you know, there's nothing that beats live performance and music together.
It's absolutely
amazing. And that you've married those together is really, really something unique, I feel.
I've got so much respect for dance and theatre as an art form, and I think there's so much poetry to it, and to be able to blend them together, and I think it's great to put on a show like that. I feel very lucky.
Absolutely. And obviously meant to be. You just came across the right person at the right time.
Hey, I mean, yeah, like some of the most significant people in my music career have been met by happenstance. It was another guy I met when I was backpacking through Italy in a hostel. I was lying in a hammock reading a book in 40 degree heat, and this British guy came out and asked if I wanted to get a beer. And he ended up being my album art designer. He filmed a documentary and a couple of live music videos for me.
Oh, great.
He's also based in London, so
yeah.
You gotta keep your antennas up, hey?
Yeah, you do. And it's amazing how when you're kind of in your zone, how that can attract other creatives too. You know, it's amazing. It's like a little magnetic, you know, force coming together. It's
definitely
great.
Definitely beats putting it up on Craigslist.
Exactly. Okay, so Jesse, you're playing at the Ruby Bay Store on April the 4th,
yes,
Saturday,
indeed.
April the 4th, right in the middle of Easter weekend, which is auspicious because it's not a religious day, so to speak. So people can come along and enjoy the sounds, have a bite to eat or a drink, and settle down for a wonderful show.
Yeah.
And, of course, you've got a guest artist with you for this show.
I've got Fleur Jackson joining.
Oh,
let's try that again.
Yep. Okay.
Do you just want to...
I've got
Fleur Jackson joining on violin. She's a Nelson local from the Nelson School of Music. She's super exciting. Have her join. Yeah, all very last minute. and I think that makes it even better.
Yeah. And because it's such an intimate wee theatre, no doubt the audience will appreciate the rapport that you have with your other artist, and we'll be able to share in that too, being such a lovely, intimate environment.
Yeah, well, I went to a concert there, a guy called Elias Bartholomew, and I was struck by how appropriate the venue is for intimate concerts like that, because it still feels like a theatre, but it has that beautiful intimate coziness that you want to be. It encourages storytelling and connection with the audience. So,
yeah,
very excited to get in there and see how my music feels up there.
Yeah, no, it's great. We got the piano tuned for you, so.
I certainly hope so.
Yeah.
Although, you know, an untuned piano has its own advantages, because you can just blame everything on it.
Yeah, problem is it's hard to play with other musicians. Okay, so April 4th, Saturday, April 4th, this That's weekend,
mm-hmm.
The start time is 7 o'clock. Which is the new hours for the store.
Right.
So anybody listening, normally summertime hours, 7:30, but now we're in April, it's 7 o'clock and doors open at 6. So make sure you book in on rubybaystore.co.nz and book in for this amazing talent that we're going to have on Saturday night with Jesse. And we're so fortunate because we are the only venue in the country who's hosting you while you're here for the next week. And so we feel really privileged at Ruby Bay Store to have you.
Thanks for inviting me. I'm chuffed.
Yeah, well,
it's going to be a great warm-up for Europe as well.
Yeah, exactly. And and if people want to support Jesse, come along, please do, because he's going a long way, and I don't mean just by aeroplane.
At least,
shall we go out on on another song, Jesse, and your choice again?
Let's do it. Yeah, let's put on another recent single. It's called Hold My Skin, and it's going to be the live acoustic version, solo piano.
So full of sleep, start to more than clothes could ever cover. All my blood under new pressure. It's colder inside. I knew you'd try to hold steady hands invite you in. Through each bore I try to pull, for a moment I let go. Try to pull. For a moment I let go as you stab in.
Thanks for joining us for that interview with Jesse Will, who is currently in New Zealand and playing the one gig at Ruby Bay Store on Easter Saturday, the 4th of April at 7 p.m. Book online now, rubybaystore.co.nz. Seats are limited, and he is really a great talent.
The podcast you just listened to was a live recording of a radio show, first broadcast on Fresh FM with support from New Zealand On Air. Fresh FM is a community access media station based in Te Tauihu, the top of the South Island, New Zealand. The funding of Access Media makes these podcasts possible. To find similar programs by other community access media stations, go online to accessmedia.nz. If you or your group would like to know more about how you can have a program on our station, please contact us. Visit our website, freshfm.net, for our contact details.